Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
All right, welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show inside the Labatt Blue Studio. As always, you can find all of our Penn State football podcasts online on our website, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Or better yet, download the app, Keystone Sports, from the app store on your phone. Welcome in, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We have a full hour of Penn State football for you. I'm Andy Shea, joining me in studio to kick off our show this week. Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News, none other than Bob Flounders. Bob, how you doing?
I'm good. There is a lot to get to in this show, and this is like the show before the show it really starts. Next week's a game week.
Next week is game week, and we change up and go from this is kind of the transition from offseason mode to game week mode. So the third member of our team, that would be Ross the Boss, none other than Mr. Ross Tucker. He'll join us for the final three segments of the show. We got news and notes in quarter number one. Quarter two, Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Your questions, his answers. That would be the Ask Ross segment, brought to you by our good friends at 409tailgateclub.com. That powers quarter number three. And in quarter four, we have some 2018 predictions for you. Maybe even we'll throw in a few bold ones. Right, Bob?
I cannot wait to see Ross hold you accountable on your bold prediction also.
Penn State fans,
been following along.
Yeah, Penn State fans, remember Labatt Blue is giving away a pair of tickets to the Kent State game. For your chance to win, visit one of these three great outlets, Oakhurst Beverage in Harrisburg, Pletcher's Beer Distributor in State College, or Home Service Beverage in Williamsport. We will be pulling the winner on air. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. All right, we also will announce in quarter number four the winner of the tickets to the Appalachian State game. But before we get to that, news and notes, Bob, let's just get going right away. Urban Meyer suspended three games by The Ohio State University. I think the press conference on Wednesday night that they held didn't help their cause, but I just want to get your take on how things went down, and we'll talk about it a little bit, what we think.
Yeah, the AD Gene Smith got suspended as well, and with Urban being suspended from coaching three games, going through the TCU game, it's like Oregon State, I think some pushover, and then TCU and Dallas. I mean, he'll be back on the sidelines. And 2 weeks later, he's going to have to go to Beaver Stadium with the Buckeyes in a game that will be, I have to imagine, the microscope couldn't be any bigger for Ohio State and the Buckeyes in a game that really is going to go a long way towards deciding, you know, who's going to be atop the Big East. It's really a positioning game. As we're talking about this, it's pretty fresh. And what a long day that had to have been in Columbus for a lot of people. I mean, you know, without going too far into, you don't really know what went on behind closed doors, and there's probably a lot of stuff we'll never know. But I would say this: if you're going to suspend him for the investigation, I would have fired him for the press conference because of how badly he came off. And I know that Urban Meyer is really good at one thing now. I know that he's really good at one thing. I'm not sure he's good at anything else.
Outside
of his life, and also. He literally threw everyone under the bus. Yeah. Everyone. He threw his wife under the bus, and no one's really talking about that. But I just think that there's a price to pay to keep him on the sideline. And the fact that I think he didn't think he did anything wrong is just really troubling.
Yeah, it was apparently clear to me. A couple things were clear. First of all, I'm still waiting for somebody, anybody, to acknowledge or apologize to Courtney Smith for what happened. She is an Ohio State University employee, after all. She worked on campus as a nurse. And Urban Meyer thinks he did nothing wrong. And the bizarre thing was the stuff about the lying at the Big Ten media days, the way they kind of tried to tie that together, it was just an utter disaster. And he got up there and basically said, I'm going to read this statement that they're going to make me to read, but I don't believe any of this at all. And lastly, I will say that Ohio State, because of it, they're going through a difficult situation, who you are and what your character is as a university is revealed in situations like this. And I think Ohio State revealed that it is clearly a football factory. Bottom line, that's the number one priority. Urban's in charge, and he's going to let you know it, and they are a football factory. That's who we're going to identify ourselves are, and that's who we are. And I'm still waiting for somebody to say, I'm sorry, Courtney Smith.
September 29th, folks. September 29th. Ohio State at Penn State. You're not going to want to miss that.
Yeah. So, all right. That's enough on that. Moving on. Let's talk about Penn State football.
Yeah.
The camp is nearly over.
It's done.
It's done. Next week is game week, so we move into a different mode. Final session where you guys were on up at practice was earlier this week. And what we didn't know in the spring and became even cloudier in the spring, which is the tight end position.
It's unbelievable.
Is going to be an issue.
Just when you thought, like, he was really teed up, James was, for, hey, it's time to anoint John Holland as Mike Gesicki's successor. He went the other way.
Mm-hmm.
He talked about, actually, it's Danny Dalton now. So, and he didn't mention, he mentioned Pat Freiermuth. He did not mention Zach Kuntz. He mentioned Nick Bowers. He mentioned John Holland. Honestly, I think the fact that Tommy Stevens is still in a walking boot has probably compounded the matters because they don't really have him to really I'm sure he spent some time practicing earlier in camp, but he's, you know, as of Tuesday, I mean, he was still in a walking boot. They are going to probably have to work around this tight end position for the first month of the season. There's no question in my mind. And, you know, I just don't know. And maybe we're all wrong. Maybe Danny Dalton will just hit the ground running and he'll just be somebody that we didn't see coming, but the coaching staff did. But it is, to me, it's surprising that we're still talking about, yeah, hey, it's going to be a tight end by committee. So we'll see how it plays out. There were a couple other interesting nuggets, but to me that just jumped out as what have they been doing all offseason?
I think the fact that Tommy Stevens was in a boot and is in a boot and it's the same foot that was injured during the spring tells me that the tight end that they were looking at seriously to be their tight end is now in a walking boot.
Tommy, does he need to stretch more? Like, what's going on? Is it one of those things that once you suffer an injury, you're more likely to re-injure that? But I mean, it's unfortunate, and it just didn't look, you know, it looked like he wasn't. So we saw him on Tuesday. It didn't look like he was going to be practicing on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So let's just put it that way.
He was carrying his crutches around.
Yeah.
And there were crutches involved in it, so that is never good. But the tight end position is going to be, something that needs to be figured out. And I think Pat Freiermuth on first down. If he's the best blocker, he could be your first down tight end.
Ultimately, they don't really want their tight end to be a blocker.
That, right?
They need him to be like a little bit of a blocker and a lot of a receiver, unless Ricky Ronnie is doing something drastically different. But James did talk about he feels like they answered a lot of the questions that they had other than tight end.
Right. Right.
So I think he knows who's starting in the middle linebacker, and to me, it's got to be Jan Johnson. Unless
I think it is as well.
Something went wrong. The most interesting thing was like he was pressed a little bit about kicker, and I think. Place kicker, and I think they know who it's going to be, but he didn't want to say it. And to me, that's really interesting because I just wonder, is it going to be Blake, or do they really believe somebody else can handle?
What's your gut instinct based on the James tea leaves? Do you think it's Gillikin, or do you think it's anybody else but Blake?
I think it's Blake.
I think it's Blake too.
But I mean, who knows? Maybe Jake Binegar really, really did some great work in spring. Also, we got a chance to talk to Sean Spencer.
I was going to get to Sean Spencer.
He said he might play 12 defensive linemen this year, and that's even more astounding considering, you know, now Torrence Brown is no longer in the mix. Not that they were really expecting him to be, so they've lost five players, young and old, to injuries
this summer.
And so no Buchholz, like no weeks. Torrence Brown, and James and Sean really like the defensive end group. To me, it's going to be a coming out party for Yetur Gross-Matos. I think it's all systems go, and I think they like the guys behind them, but I think they really, really like him.
The other thing I thought was interesting that Sean Spencer talked about, and James hinted at this earlier in camp, was they're very comfortable now, both Sean and James, at the defensive tackle position with what they have going on, that PJ Mustipher's going to play. Green light, green light, green light. That's a go. He talked about Damian Barber from Harrisburg. Kevin Givens mostly play. You know, they kind of Don't you think they kind of said that we don't need to put Kevin Gibbons
play,
in the
they might
role?
Play him outside against like Wisconsin, Michigan, and Ohio State. Just a couple snaps just to get him there, but they feel like against other teams that they can trust their defensive ends. Their starters are both 260, you know.
Right.
It's not that far removed from Kevin Givens. And yeah, as far as the defensive tackles go, Shelton, throw him in there. Fred Hansard is another guy they mentioned. I think they're going to play five, and Barber might get some snaps, but I think like what you just said earlier, they really like PJ Mustipher.
Yeah.
He looks the part. A freshman is code for he's a dude.
He's a player.
He's a dude. We trust him. And 6'3", 305, you're going
to
see him.
You know, and Penn State's been looking for this. You know, what did somebody compare him to Austin Johnson? Did I see that
Sean
somewhere?
Spencer did.
That's what I was – yeah, that's right. That's right. It was Sean Spencer. And
it's a pretty good comp as a true freshman.
As a true freshman, yeah. I mean, Penn State's been looking for this guy up front on their defensive
line. Just remember, he did say that Ryan Buchholz was doing some Joey Bosa-like things like 3 years ago in camp. So let's temper the enthusiasm a little, but I don't think there's any question that Mustipher, they thought he could help, and now they know he can help, and he's shown it in a very short period of time.
James had some things to say about, and this is, you know, one of the last things we're going to talk about. James had some things to say about Sean Clifford as well.
Yeah.
That I found sort of, you know, we kind of knew this, that the quarterback room, even with Tommy Stevens in a walking boot, the quarterback room, they're quarterbacks, they have three, and I don't think they have any problem playing any one of the three. They're not uncomfortable or a little leery about putting any one of those three out there quarterback.
The fact that he praised Clifford and said he was where Tommy was at the 2016 August in terms of trusting his physical ability and having a lot of it, but not knowing when to make some better decisions, but he's improved so much. The fact that he likes him and he likes his arm talent tells me they can now play Tommy wherever they want. Because if they have to play Sean Clifford, I think they feel pretty good about him.
Yeah, and that's really important. Last thing I want to get to, since we have about 30 seconds left to wrap up, I want to bring one more point about Urban Meyer. And not anything opinionated. The how this impacts Ohio State will remain to be seen. Do you think recruiting is something that gets impacted sooner or later? I'm not sure. I tend to say no in the short term.
Guys want to play on national television. They want to go to the NFL. No.
No, because you want to play for a football factory.
Yep.
So, all right, that'll do it. We get going with game week next week. News and notes. We'll have depth chart and a whole bunch of other stuff to analyze as Penn State gets ready for Appalachian State. Stick around. Ross Tucker's going to join us. Tucker's Tape is coming up next from the Keystone Kickoff Show here inside the Labatt Studio. We'll be right back.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
It's time to own summer with Labatt Blue. To have a can't do this anywhere but Pennsylvania summer. Soak it in with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light special loving Pennsylvania cans celebrating Pennsylvania's top spots. And stop by Oakhurst Beverage, 4418 Oakhurst Boulevard in Harrisburg, for your chance to enter to win Labatt's tickets for the Kent State game. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light.